Hello, everybody. Hello, St. Thomas. Welcome to episode 3 of the Sound and Silence St. Thomas Aquinas podcast. I have Gabby Berfume here.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
And she's going to be sharing a little bit about her mission trip that she's going to be doing this year before she goes to college with Net Ministries. But before we do that, as always, we're going to start with a prayer. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So, before we begin our interview, I have a very exciting announcement. For this episode, we will not be holding a poll because we just released a poll with Mr. Greenslade's episode. If you didn't see that, it is what's your favorite Pixar movie? Please submit it to elmontero23@stalux.org. I'll be announcing the top 3 favorite Pixar movies during the next episode. But for this episode, we're going to be holding a design competition. So if you like art or graphic design, then this is the competition for you. You can design a logo for Sound and Silence and submit it to my email, elmontero23@stalux.org. And Mrs. Wade and I will decide a winner, and you'll be announced on the podcast, and your design will be used as the new logo for the podcast. So without further ado, hello, Gabby. Tell us, why did you decide to go on this mission trip?
Right. So when I was getting confirmed 2 years ago now, I went on a retreat with a bunch of missionaries, and I thought they were incredible, and what they were doing was amazing, and I was like, wow, I didn't know this was a type of, missionary. Like, missionaries could just, do retreats and stuff. And it turns out those missionaries were net missionaries, which is what I'm planning on doing. And so when I was trying to figure out, do I want to go to college just yet? Do I want to take a gap year and work or do other things like that? I remembered those missionaries and I was like, oh, that might be something interesting. So I had to go through an application process and then I had to go through an interview and a discernment weekend. And then finally, after about 3 months of preparation, I got accepted. And so in August of this year, I leave for St. Paul, Minnesota, and I spend 5 weeks there just training to be one of their missionaries. And then mid-September, I find out where I'm actually placed as a missionary, which is just in the U.S. instead of going across seas, things like that. And then I go out and I do missionary for 9 months.
Nice. So you basically just got a ticket out to who knows where. You have no idea.
Yep.
That takes a lot of courage. That's impressive.
Thank you.
So what kind of work will you be doing? I mean, you might not know where you are, but I assume you know what work you'll be doing.
Yeah, of course. So the work that Net Ministries does, it's a little bit different than what you would think a missionary would do. So when you think of missionaries, you think of people really going into the trenches and helping out the poor on the streets, like clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, things like that. Net Ministries is a little different. Net actually focuses on the spiritual aspect. So what we do is we go from diocese to diocese and we just lead retreats, especially like confirmation retreats or other sacramental retreats. And we just lead those and help them to push them into their Catholic identity and make it be like, hey, being Catholic is actually an amazing thing and this is why it's important and da da da.
Nice. That's great. So you're kind of bringing new life to churches in places where people may be less enthusiastic about their faith. That's incredible. So what are you doing now to prepare for this?
Right. So at the moment, I currently at my own parish, I teach confirmation classes and I teach CCD classes and I also teach family formation. So at the moment I'm preparing quite literally by teaching Catholic doctrine and things like that. Although I just had a lot of my students just get confirmed this past week, which is really exciting for them. So now I'm just continuing to pray for guidance, especially during this time, because I leave in, I think, less than 5 months at this point. August is not that far away. So I'm really just constantly praying and asking the Lord for guidance to make sure that I'm going down the right path, that I know what I'm doing, and that He'll be with me throughout all of this. Because I can't do this without Christ, of course.
Wonderful. And does this, some of this experience, would this kind of go into what you hope to do in the future? Like, do you hope to do more missionary work, or do you hope to work in religious education?
Right. So I actually plan on, as of right now, I am going to Franciscan after my gap year, which is in Ohio, and I'm going to be doing majoring in catechetics with a concentration in youth ministry and minoring in narrative arts. I want to be a youth minister or a campus minister at a high school or a parish, because I really think that I want to spend my entire life just preaching the gospel and teaching others, especially the youth, about the gospel, because I feel like, at least from what I see, a lot of youth and a lot of teenagers, they tend to lose the faith because it's like, oh, like, being Catholic isn't cool. Like, being Catholic is, like, stupid. Like, why would you want to be Catholic? And things like that. And I see that everywhere. And I want just to tell people, like, my age and younger, like, hey, that's not true. Like, being Catholic is the most amazing thing you could choose to do with your life. And here's why.
That's incredible. What an incredible mission. Thank you very much for all you brought to this podcast. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
I would just absolutely ask for your prayers, especially not just for me, but for all the other missionaries who've been accepted. We have a long 10 months of missionary work ahead of us, and it will get exhausting. It's going to be difficult for us. I mean, we rely on other people for food, for housing, for shelter, all of these different things. And I just ask for your prayers that me and my team, whoever my team may be, that we can properly fulfill our mission and bring the light of Christ to everyone we meet.
Well, thank you very much. That was incredible to hear about that. I'll certainly be praying for you. I hope everyone will be praying for you and asking God that He helps you in your mission and helps your colleagues and your peers as you do this incredible work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, St. Thomas Aquinas. Have a great day.